From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County is planning to create and approve a plan to tax short-term rentals by November. The revenue that would be generated by such a tax is estimated to be approximately $270,000. Assistant County Attorney Heidi Cochran told the members of the Board of Supervisors Occupancy Charge Review Subcommittee meeting February 14th, the county should pass a local law to impose a tax on short-term rentals, such as those advertised on websites like Airbnb, by November because the tax would require approval from state officials. Cochran said, and I quote, "I would say the sooner you pass something, the better, but no later than November," end quote. A public hearing would have to be held at the county level before anything is approved. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Merrell said if the law is adopted, enforcement will be left to local municipalities. It is undecided at this point if the county will include Hudson in the plan. Merrell said, and I quote, "We will need to talk to Hudson about this. We will need to address this sometime soon," end quote. In all, the county has nearly 1,300 short-term rentals, hotels, motels, and bed and breakfast rooms available. Hudson started imposing its own occupancy tax on short-term rentals and hotels in March 2017. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mallory Monet is reporting for the Times Union. The state announced February 15th it will renew its two-year contract with the Bursa Institute for Justice to continue representing detained immigrants facing deportation who cannot afford a lawyer. Under the program, immigrants that income qualify are able to get an attorney. The program is also expanding this year to provide representation to immigrants detained under prior deportation orders. In December, the Bursa Institute said it needed $4.55 million to continue its work in 2019. New York is the first and only state in the nation to provide representation to all detained impoverished immigrants. In Batavia Federal Detention Facility near Buffalo, more than one in three clients in the program were released in less than a year, from 2017 to 2018. Immigration attorneys applaud the project, but say it stops short of providing legal aid for immigrants who are not facing deportation or are not detained. The Bursa Institute said nearly 19,000 immigrants in New York are not detained but facing deportation without counsel. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A member of the Greenport Town Board is raising questions about the February 6th appointment of attorney Barry Sack as interim Greenport Town Justice. Board member Guy Apicella said he has nothing against Sack, but took issue with the way the justice was appointed, saying he had questions about Sack's appointment, which he said went unanswered. The board did not make a public call for resumes, Apicella said, adding that neither of the two major political parties were asked to nominate potential candidates. He said, and I quote, "The decision was railroaded through," end quote. Town Supervisor Kathy Elridge said placing an advertisement was not required in selecting an appointee for the judgeship, adding that Sack's appointment was completed fairly and the board discussed his background and qualifications before it took action. Elridge said Sack is qualified for the job. He received his license to practice law in 1974 and has served as Hudson City judge from 1990 to 2008. However, Sack had his problems with the State Bar Association. He was barred from practicing law for a year in 2010 for violating the state's code of professional responsibility over maintenance of his attorney escrow account from 2007 to 2009. And Sack is no stranger to the State Commission on Judicial Conduct either. He was censured by the commission for two matters that involved his position as a practicing attorney. Sack is set to begin his term as Greenport's interim town justice April 1st, one day after elected town justice Victoria K. Hill steps down. Hill, an Air Force reservist, resigned after she received orders to report for active duty. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Michael J. Kavanaugh, an Ulster County prosecutor, has declared his intention to run for district attorney in November. He made the announcement February 16th in a press release. Kavanaugh, a Republican, hopes to succeed his boss, District Attorney Holly Conright of Socrates. Conright is not seeking re-election. Kavanaugh has been a professional prosecutor for more than 20 years, the last four as chief assistant to Conright. He is the son of former Ulster D.A. E. Michael Kavanaugh. In November, Kavanaugh will be opposed by Democrat David Clegg, a trial lawyer from Woodstock. Clegg was a candidate in the Democratic 19th congressional primary last year. The Ulster County Democratic Committee will hold its nominating convention Wednesday, February 20th. The County Republican Committee convention will convene Saturday, February 23rd. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.